serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Welcome back. We are at The Ridge here tonight on WQ Country for the CSE Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank. We've got Riley Griman, CSE Volleyball, coming up. Hopefully Ted Talahati will be able to join us as well on the show, but we take an audible and we bring in our AD.
Well, I don't know if you had the A team in, but you brought the team in somewhere.
We brought the head man on himself. Joel Smith, so gracious to join us on the stage here tonight. Joel, first of all, this is kind of part of your creation. We've been talking about doing this show for a long time. We finally are able to get it happening. Every month that goes by, we tweak and get a little better and more involved. And it's awesome to finally have this come to reality here at the Ridge.
Yeah, and the idea behind it, Dave, was to let folks come down to a place and hear a little talk about that, listen to some of the athletes, which they don't get an opportunity to do very often, right? And kind of celebrate that. And as we keep developing, I think it's going to be a lot more fun even then, because folks will be able to kind of maybe interact a little bit with us as we're on the show. And it's good. It's a fun thing.
Fans, so get those questions kind of thought of. We may have an opportunity to bring you in, ask some questions or submit them, and then have them asked on the show of our coaches, our guests, and maybe myself too, I guess, if someone wants to ask me something.
Sure.
All right, so Joel, a lot of things coming up here with CSC Sports. The Hall of Fame is coming up very soon too.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Let folks know how they can go to that.
Sure. October is just a really crazy time for us usually, and that's a good thing. So around every football game we schedule a lot of stuff, and the next one up is Hall of Fame weekend. So we've got 10 inductees coming into the Hall of Fame. They're coming from different places all over the United States, all alums that are proud of being Eagles, and it's always fun to hear their stories and what's going on. And that'll be on Saturday night after the football game over in the Student Center. And the tickets are $20 a piece. You get a nice meal, and then you get to hear the stories of all of those people. So if you call our main office at 7005, that's 432-7005, you can get tickets there. So
right, and then the website as well, CSC's website, also has a portal now to buy tickets, not just for that, but for sporting games too.
Yeah, we leaped heartily into the 21st century, and we have access for people to not only buy their tickets, but have them on their cell phones, where we don't even just exchange any kind of paper anymore. So you can get the ticket up on your phone, and we'll scan it for you at the game. And we try to do whatever we can to make it more convenient for folks to come and see what's going on. And we've been lucky starting off this season, had some great crowds both at volleyball and football so far. So
yeah, and that's kind of the wave of the future, this technology. Everything's cashless, touchless, paperless, and whatnot. So cool to see the Eagles doing that with their tickets. Win Eagles Dare is also a big initiative every year, and that's on the way as well here coming up.
Yes, and it's over at the Arts Center on Saturday, October 29th. This will be, I think, our seventh Win Eagles Dare, sixth Win Eagles Dare. Great opportunity to kind of get together, celebrate Eagle athletics, and then we raise some money for scholarships. And that's our primary scholarship function. We've got a lot of really good stuff, and it's about to hit on our website. Probably by Monday we will have up most of the stuff that we're going to have for bid. There's a silent auction that starts running on Monday, and you can bid anytime you want to, and then there'll be live auction bids there. We have this year, we're going to have live music there, and some entertainment, so there'll be some of that, some great food. And it was a really good time last year and was pretty much sold out last year. So yeah, that's another thing that if you want to call and get tickets, they're $40 a person. And then you can also buy a table of six and get student athletes to serve you while you're there. So that's at a special price. But we've gotten sold several of those seats already. So it's a really fun night. For anybody who's been to a fundraiser at the Arts Center, it's a nice, intimate place for that. And so we're looking forward to having that there.
Yeah, that's great. And the proceeds benefit scholarships for student athletes, right?
Yeah, that's, it's a never-ending battle that there's never enough money in anything, but in our deal it's even more so. It's We don't have great corporate sponsorships. We have some enormous support from our alumni and a lot of endowed scholarships that help, but this helps us build those things.
Yeah.
And so we get money just for our year-to-year trying to keep up with the Joneses scholarship stuff. This is what raises money for it, and we've done a good job with it for the last few years with this particular event. So.
And you've been in athletics and athletic directing positions for a long time, Joel, and how crazy is it now that keep up the Joneses, as you've said? I mean, it's facilities, it's money, it's this, it's that. It's just, I mean, the race never ends.
Yeah, six, 7 years ago, it was the facilities. Everybody was building different facilities. Now with the NIL and the waiver wire portal, the way that you recruit and the way that you retain athletes is totally different than it used to be at all levels. I wouldn't want to try to have to do it at the Division I level. I still think a lot of the things that are wonderful about Chadron State is our family atmosphere, our ability to reach people and be able to have an experience here that goes in their whole lifetime. And I don't think that'll ever change.
Yeah.
We're also competing against schools that do have corporate sponsors who are going to help them with NIL stuff and have athletes that are going to make resources for that. And that platform is something we're going to have to adjust to. I still think that it's good for us to sell the family, sell the fact that you're here at The Rock, but we're also going to have to do some things to continue to be competitive. So.
Athletic Director Joel Smith joining us here on the show tonight at The Ridge. It is the Security First Bank CSC Sports Roadshow live tonight until 7 o'clock. Also, Whiskey and Wings Wednesday. Nice crowd has come by. Thank everybody for joining us here tonight. Hope to see more come in for the show, and stay late if you want and enjoy yourself here at The Ridge. You mentioned NIL, Joel.
Yep.
Is that something you guys have had to deal much with yet on the Chadron State level? And I guess there's a little confusion because all we hear about the big stuff in D1, where is it on the D2 level?
Well, it's more about, I think, companies right now, it's just been in the last year that they could do these kind of things. So I think they're trying to figure out how to utilize it. So, for instance, Runza does, I believe, 100 athletes in Nebraska that they cut. If they'll do some stuff on their social media, they'll get a small amount of money.
Yeah.
And to do that, and they've signed up, and some of our kids are involved in that.
Okay.
We've had people who have been involved with certain businesses in town. They'll do some promotional items for that, and for that, they'll get some compensation. So we have some NIL people.
Yeah.
Part of the intent, too, was to free up things like their creative juices. So if somebody was really good at was a good artist as well as a good athlete, and they wanted to sell their paintings on deals, that was another way that NIL could help people out, because before they couldn't do that stuff, they couldn't get involved in that stuff, and now they can.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they can raise money for themselves for their own for their own benefit and from their own skills. So if somebody put together good tide flies for fly fishing, okay, and they they could have sold those before, but now they can promote it, they can talk about it, they can create their own businesses.
Yeah.
You see, and so there's a lot of kids out there doing those kind of different things, and in the economy now, you're just seeing that kind of stuff right in the social media. So it's a good thing from that perspective. What's kind of tainted in my view, and again, I'm looking at it from the Division II level, but at the Division I level, it just became a way for them to functionally empower the things that had been going on for years, right? With the boosters that were doing this and they're doing that. Well, now they have collectives.
Yeah.
So a collective, what the collective is a group of boosters who are going to go raise money so they can pay athletes.
Yeah.
Okay? Before, they just used to do it and not tell anybody what they're doing. So
the $100 handshakes.
Right? Yeah, $100 handshakes. So now they don't have to do those anymore. They're up for it. As far as the student athletes go, that's a great thing. If you're a Division I athlete and you're in demand across the thing and you have options to do that stuff, I don't forego that at all. I think that's great for kids.
Yeah.
In the end, that part is really good for student athletes. What's tough, though, is that it challenges loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't build programs based on kids staying 2 years, 3 years anymore, because the kids are always going to look to see where the greener grass is and what's going on. And you got to re-recruit your students. Student athletes every year, and that's a hard thing. It's hard enough as it is, and at our level even more so, because we just don't have the staff, we don't have the people who can do all the things to keep recruiting those kids. So in a way, we have to do, we have to keep continuing to build things around our image,
yeah.
which is family, which is The Rock, which is the things that we, you know, that people believe in and they live with for the rest of their lives. So.
Fascinating. It's amazing to see it develop daily, weekly, monthly, and move forward, this NIL thing, and how much some of these guys, these players are making off of it, and how it's, I mean, guys who haven't even stepped on a campus are millionaires, and it's hard to believe. I mean, more money than a lot of people ever make in their life.
Yeah, and it changed the scope of college football. I mean,
we
those of us that grew up with the old Big 12 and the rivalry games between OU and Nebraska and CU and all of that stuff, that's gone away because nobody's around long enough to really buy into that stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're going to go a place, and if you're not playing, if you're not the starting quarterback, and you're a good quarterback, which you need to have for depth, well, you know, Mississippi may need somebody, so I'm going to go see that, and then they got the money to bring you down there.
Right.
That stuff is, to me, that hurts that. The great thing about college football, which was kids playing because they loved the game, now it's about money.
Yeah, there is certainly more of that in the game, and I agree. It's tough to see it go that direction. It really makes you appreciate guys like Dalton Holst and who, you know, waited his turn, was so loyal to CSC and is a legend around these parts and a great person and kid. He stuck it out and set some records here, and you just hope you get some more people who will do things like that, stick it out, and not really worry about the financial side. Should there be a choice there, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key to that is making the place that we have, the school that we have, a place that's, you know, warm and welcoming to kids and stays that way, you know. And we do a lot, everybody on our campus does. This is just not an athletics thing. This is Chadron State's campus. They want to try to find kids who will come here and make this a family event.
Yeah.
And that's what's really exciting about being here and being able to work here, is to build that thing so that I can't tell you how many times I've been in rooms with alums here and them telling me about the stories and the things that they did here and why Chadron is still so important. They may have moved to Florida, they may have moved across overseas, but Chadron still has a place in their heart, and that's still always going to work here.
Absolutely.
Now, we may not get a couple athletes that we want to get, but we'll get some kids who want to work harder and stay here.
And that's what you really wanted. People who want to be here, want to be a part of it. It's tough. It's, you know, if somebody doesn't want to be a part of something, sometimes it's better off to just let them go and figure it out, I suppose. And they can be detrimental to teams. I think coaches would say that a lot too, that if somebody doesn't want or doesn't buy in, they can be more harm than good.
And that was always true even before NIL and all of this other stuff. And the way, you know, the transfer portal has caused another thing, because before you didn't have the automatic, I don't like this, I'm gone.
Yeah.
A lot of kids have that experience when they're young. They're young. They don't know how to make decisions, and they're trying to just learn. And it's difficult for a freshman most places to come in and be the same kind of contributor that they were in the high schools, right?
Right.
And so a kid has to think about some things, and then that's when they go reassess for themselves. Is this a good place to go to school? Do I like the kids that I'm playing with? Are these my friends? Do I have relationships? All of those other things. And that grows into something that they become proud of. And then when they're sophomores, juniors, seniors, boom, you know, you get that kind of stuff. And that's what we were trying to build.
Yeah. Joel Smith, our guest here tonight on the CSC Sports Road Show. And we could probably go down the NIL road for a while, Joel, but we'll kind of switch it up a little bit and talk about maybe other new projects in the works. What else is going on? Is there anything that you can tell us about that's kind of in the works coming up ahead with athletics or facilities or anything of that nature?
Going to be a big year this year. We are hosting two really national events. In February, we will be hosting the NCAA Division II Super Regionals in men's wrestling, which is a big event. We'll be doing that in Chicoin. All of the regional Division II powerhouse wrestling programs will be here, and everybody who wins from that goes on to the national championship. So it's going to be a very fun event, and they'll bring in a lot of people into town. And then in April, last weekend in April, we'll be hosting in the RMAC Outdoor Track Championships.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, we still are trying to finish up our track. We got the track is done. A lot of the amenities are done. The fence around the track are done, but we didn't have the throws area put in now.
Okay.
And we are working on that as we speak. So they're getting that in. That should be done, we hope, by the end of October here. And then we'll be ready to go for that. And that's another event that's all of the RMAC schools, which is one of the most competitive track programs in the United States at any level, not just Division II.
Yeah.
And you're going to see some phenomenal athletes here running track for a three-day period come the end of April.
Well, that's so cool. We get to have that event here, showcase everything up on the campus side, and then invite people into town, good commerce in town for folks who come.
Yeah, it's a good commerce thing, that's for sure, and we're excited about being able to do that also. You know, anytime that we have athletic events, it does bring people into town. You know, football is the best example of that. Every football home date we have, we book out the hotels.
Yeah.
Restaurants are full. It's all good things, and we want to continue to be a good neighbor for everybody in our business community.
Certainly, certainly. AD Joel Smith with us. Joel, we'll finish up with volleyball this weekend. The ladies have a couple of matches. Colorado Christian and Metro are coming to town. I know you'd invite folks to come out and watch, playing some good teams.
Once again, talking about some high-caliber teams. Metro, I believe, is number two in the country right now.
Right, they're right up there.
So and the number one team last week, anyway, was Wayne. So we're getting all these number one, number twos up here, like we've been doing in football, unfortunately. But, our volleyball team has really kind of turned a corner, and I think you'll have a really good conversation with Riley here when she gets in here.
Yeah.
There's a good camaraderie between that team, and I see them just continuing to grow. And we have I think we have a really good chance this year of making the RMAC tournament. So
good mix of young players and veteran players under Coach Stadler, who's settling in now several years with the program,
yep.
And it's a nice mix.
Yeah, Jen's done a great job of bringing in the kids that can run the system she wants to do. And you know, COVID, we speak a lot about COVID, but COVID was hard on our coaching staff.
Yeah.
There's so much, and it was over about a two-year period where you didn't know if people were coming and going. You didn't know if you were playing. You didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know who was going to be sick. We had to test athletes every week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was just so many things that made that not as pleasant of an experience. And this year, I think the coaches have an opportunity to kind of get back to what they used to do, right? Just coach, not worry about all the other things. And build relationships with kids and make them better. And Jen's done a good job with that, and I think that it shows in the volleyball team and how competitive they're becoming.
Yeah, we certainly wish them the best of luck this week and chasing down that playoff spot. Really hope they can get in and continue to show that improvement as a program. And it should be a lot of fun to talk to Riley about all that coming up as well.
Yep.
Joel Smith, the AD of Chadron State. Joel, thanks for jumping on here with us tonight. It's been a lot of fun to catch up with you and hear about everything athletics.
My pleasure. I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for everything you do. I appreciate it.
You got it. Glad to be here. And to have you on. We will continue from the Ridge here in Chadron. Thanks again to Joel Smith and to Xavier Harrell. We'll have Riley Grimen, a CSC volleyball, coming up here in just a few minutes.